Start everything, I like to start everything in a prayer, so if you can just take a moment. Lord, we give all the thanks and all the praise to you today. We all know that we're all individually here for a reason. You've sat each other, us all next to a person for a reason. I'm here for a reason, and I just really hope that, or I pray that you speak through me. And regardless of all the preparation I've done, if there's anything I'm supposed to say that you want me to say, I yield to the Holy Spirit and hope that it helps and affects everyone. In your name, we pray.
So, networking, that's what we're all here for, right? How did we all hear about this if it's your first time? I'm just curious. Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I belong to
your friend. Through you. Okay. Anyone else the first time in here?
The Bulletin.
The Bulletin, perfect. Bulletin?
Yeah, I'm a member of the church.
Okay.
I've been planning to come for a while. Hard to get here.
Yeah, definitely. Gentlemen in the back?
On Facebook.
Facebook. Love it. Perfect. Well, networking comes in many forms. A lot of people think that it's just doing what we just did, standing up, saying our business name, shaking hands. Throughout this whole thing, I'm going to share a lot of my experiences in hopes that you'll kind of learn a little bit from it. I haven't always been this outgoing. I haven't always been wanting to be in front of people. In fact, I'd rather talk to US Airways Arena right now rather than this intimate group. I used to despise networking. I used to go to networking groups and think, oh, well, no one hired my business, so it was useless, you know? I used to get scared. I used to be a wallflower. I didn't know what to say to people. I used to try to give out my business card to as many people as I could. I thought it was a business card game. But soon I learned that that's not anything it's about. A lot of you already know that, but I just kind of wanted to start off with a lot of people kind of think that's what it is. Raise your hand if you've ever kind of felt like that. Like, you know, a little, even today, scared to get up and say something or walk into a meeting that you've never been to if you don't know anybody. It's very intimidating. That fear right there, 2 Timothy tells us that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So right then and there, whenever you feel that, you automatically cast out the devil because it's not from God. It's the devil trying to get in between you and your company. Sorry, on the tables, there's actually an outline. It's actually more for me to make sure I don't go off on tangents, but you can follow along as well. So there's 4 steps that I broke through. I'm going to talk really fast and go through this really fast because we don't have a ton of time. The first thing that you have to do in order to be a good networker and really connect with people is care. You've got to care about them enough to start the process, enough to get out of bed or off the couch or out of the office to actually come. You've got to care about people. You've got to care about getting out and facing that fear. You can't stay at home alone or in your office. Like, nothing's going to happen. So you got to care enough to get up. When I realized that I was going to networking meetings just to meet friends, the whole entire paradigm switched for me. So I know that one person is coming here today, and that's my friend. And if that means that I'm sitting up against the wall as a wallflower, the room can work me because I have no idea who my friend right now and that I know. So just taking that first step to get out and care about it will get you a long way. Philippians 2:4 says, "Do nothing from the selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as important to himself. Do not merely look outward for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." That is like, if you had to sum up networking according to the Bible, in my eyes, it's right there. Because networking is never about you, it's always about somebody else. You've got to learn to get friends to engage with other people, and then they're going to care about you. You're going to hear that again later in the speech, but show that you care about others, they'll gravitate towards you. They'll want to be around you. It's like the moth to a flame kind of thing. The second thing is to listen. You've got to listen to what someone else says. How are you going to know what needs they have, like buy homes? How are you going to know what they like, what they dislike, what they find that's good for their business with marketing or a good person to know that might be for you? You've got to listen to people's hearts. All of this stuff throughout this whole thing is it goes in line with evangelism. So I want you to kind of keep thinking about that in the back of your head too. Because none of us would walk up to unbelievers and just condemn them or say, this is wrong or anything like that. I mean, that's not our job. But you've got to know people, you've got to care about them, you've got to listen to them. So make people feel important. Simple little things you can do in conversations is just simply use their name. They now know that they exist in your world, that you remembered who they are. Name association games are great. I'm terrible with names. Talk about what interests them. It will take you far in building positive relationships. Another thing you can do while you're listening is not only listen, but a lot of us, including myself, try to solve people's problems all the time. And sometimes people just want to be heard. So just a simple encouragement of, I understand what you're saying, this is what you're, and reiterating exactly what they're saying. Like, simple encouragement goes a long way, because it's not all about you, it's about them. Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word is good for edification, according to the need of the movement, that it may give grace to those who hear. Encourage them. It goes a long, long, long way. And it gives you points, too, because they start liking you, because you care about them. Time. Trust is earned over time. Now, you all know I have a pet sitting company, so I'm going to give you a quick analogy here. Who has a rescue dog or knows someone who has a rescue dog? You're awesome. Awesome. You all know like this. So when you first got your dog, he didn't automatically trust you, right? You had to build that up.
You have to build the trust.
I mean, if you don't just bring a dog home that's been battered or abused or sitting in a shelter and say, sit, and they sit for you, you've got to build that trust. Now, I'm not saying that networking is like talking to a bunch of dogs, but relationships are just like that too. You've got to get people to trust you. So it takes time to get that trust. Jeremiah 10:20 says, I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We will be able to plan our own course. So what I mean by that is trust that God's going to guide you through that too. Not only just build trust with people, but trust that God's going to speak through you, that he's going to help shine your light. We are all given different talents and tools in our life that are different from one to another. You know, I have my own talents, and Lisa has her own talents, and June has her own talents. So if you trust that God has made you specifically, individually, knows every hair in your head, use your talents for what they're worth. You know, it's going to get you a long way. Don't try to be somebody else. Trust that God made you the way you are. Number four is influence. People want to see your light. So after they know you care, after you're listening, after you've spent the time, now you can have influence. This is the same kind of steps that I always equate social media as well. Because people get on social media and they just try to have this talk and promote their business. Well, who cares? So what? I don't know you. Give me a reason to care. So once you have people engaged and people like you, now you have influence over them. Not only do you have influence, but you also have a responsibility to your integrity, which is what we've been talking about for the past three times, but also to yourself, to God, to represent you, your company, and your relationships, how you truly are. So the influence, Matthew 5:16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see the good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I've got a lot of stories, like, because this is kind of like the fruits of my own labor, and I have two people in networking that I've known for 3 years. I call them Grandma and Grandpa. They're not my grandmother and grandfather, but I see them all the time in networking events. We hug and we kiss each other on the cheek. They're also Christian. They couldn't be here today, but we've grown so close that that's how we call each other. At their own networking events, they introduced me as, here's my granddaughter, and everyone else thought I was their granddaughter, but we had to kind of explain that. But through networking and building those relationships, it kind of becomes like your surrogate family. The same thing, I also have an Uncle Dave of networking, because he could be my father. But Uncle Dave is great for me in my business and with me personally, because when I'm feeling down and out, because we all do, or feeling like, you know, I just don't know how to grow my business and I need that extra motivation, I call up Uncle Dave, we meet at Paradise Bakery, he mentally kicks me in the butt, and we're great. But that all happens from building relationships. I've allowed him and Grandma and Grandpa to influence me. And I also influence them too. People come to me for that same thing. So working through it, that's kind of what you get. Going back to the shining light, interesting quick little story. I used to work at Starbucks across the street at the Walmart. Does anyone know that Starbucks? Mm-hmm. I used to work drive-thru at 4:00 in the morning. It was great. And there were these two people that I was working with, Candace and Josiah. They're always happy. Always happy. We'd come in, and it wouldn't be a great situation. People would still be partying from the night before. Our manager would be sleeping in the back.
I'd be busting my butt and drive through, and they would be too, but I'd be mad. And this was before I was saved. They just kept going on, and they were so happy. And it made me even more mad when they were happy. I was like, what is it in you that makes you so happy? They invited me to church. I came to church. I got saved. That's the short version. I totally get it now. So that was where I found it. But they shined their light. They were able to have that influence over me because we built a relationship. I got to know them. They didn't just kind of walk up to me one day and say, hey, come to church with me. I wouldn't have known. So relationships happen through networking. Networking is about casting your net and working it. It takes time. It takes those steps and procedures. How much time is left? All right. So let's get into the nitty gritty because, I mean, that's the whole, I think, psychological part of it. It's not about walking up and giving cards. So here's nine quick tips. It's better to get a card than give a card. Why is that? Does anyone know?
That gives you the opportunity to start doing caring and letting them know who you are.
Good job. Yeah, you've got to find a chance. Because if you're only giving out a card and it's me, when you go home that day, how are you going to follow up with them? You can't. You're dead in the water. You have no net to work. So I never give out my card unless people ask for it. I don't. I'm not out to give my card out to everyone. You're not going to see my stuff all over the tables. If you like me and you want to get to know me, or if I think that there's some sort of business we're going to do, I'm going to call you up for coffee. I'm going to find out who you are, why you started your business, where you're from, what your family, grandchildren, or brothers, sisters, family all out here. I want to get to know you, see if you're the kind of person I want to work with. Then I'm going to say, hey, let's do this joint venture, or let's do this or that. It's not about the me. Go to a lot of events. Arrive early, leave late. I know we've all heard this. Someone guess how many networking events are going on today in the Valley. Yeah. How many events? 20? No, more. Huh? On networkingphoenix.com, which my good friend Deli has created, if you guys haven't seen it or gone on it or done a profile on it, do it. Networkingphoenix.com. Today alone, there's 43 events listed. We're one of two Christian events that you can go to. The other one's all the way out in Mesa. So that tells me two things. One, we all need to tell our friends to come because I'm sure there's more Christian business owners that are available up in this area at this time. So the more people that we bring, the better our relationships are. The other thing it tells me is that there's no excuse for there's nothing in my area. Because a lot of them are free. You don't have to be members of them. There's just endless possibilities. So, sorry, possibilities. I'm used to the pet world when we say possibilities. Listen and write notes if you had a really great conversation. Say we came in here today and you only talked to one person. I talked to you. I found out that she actually has two recorded CDs because she's an amazing Christian and gospel singer. And I wanted to get to know more about her, okay? But I had a busy day later. I couldn't catch up. Write a quick note, get her information, and follow up with her later. Writing notes in the back of cards or on any paper is a great way to help network and jog your memory. It helps you when you follow up. Don't get caught in the whole follow-up email to 10 different cards with the same letter because you're not going to get a response. Or at least for me, you won't. Make it personal, you know? It's quality over quantity. Think about how you can help them. Again, it's about them. It's not about you. Zig Ziglar. Who's a Zig Ziglar fan?
Yeah.
My summation of it, it's not verbatim, but you get what you want by giving others what they want. Mm-hmm. Love that. Get around like-minded people. We have a great picking here today. I had a huge problem a couple months ago, and there was someone that comes to our meetings. They're not here today, but I met up with coffee for him, and I'm just like, I'm really battling this flesh and spirit thing. I wanna approach it from the spirit way, but my flesh is really wanting to give in. Through this group, I was able to find someone that I could confide in. And although we weren't really great friends, because of our common love for Christ, I was able to call them up, they met with me, and it did wonders. It felt like night and day. Get around people you want to be like. We are birds of a feather that flock together. So you're very environmentally green. Go with the green chamber. If you're part of the Women's Business Network group, talk to my DJ friend over here. If you are a lover of Christ and love great Italian food, then you better be here on Wednesday afternoons, the second Wednesday of every month. It doesn't change. Ask someone out to coffee. I already kind of said that one, so get to know them. Promoting versus networking. Don't be a promoter, unless you have an event, and I don't mean to be with you. Don't be a promoter of your company, because nobody cares unless they know or care about you first. Networking helps lead to evangelism. I can't tell you how many times when I've been coaching people, they've all said, how do you do it? Why are you so positive? Why are you so excited all the time? And I'm like, it's not me. Because when I get this phone, I'm really like, yeah, because I'm exhausted. But what's happening right now is my heart stopped pounding. My mouth's going 12,000 miles a minute because I'm from Boston and I'm Italian and I speak fast. But this is my God-given talent. This is what I actually do like to do once it gets going. We're all different. We all have our own talents. So when I am able to be a coach and a motivator into people's small business, and they're so at the point where they just don't know what to do, they're like, how did you do it? Because I started from absolutely nothing with my companies. I asked them if they really want to know. I don't even ask them if they're Christian. I said, do you really want to know? They said, yeah. I said, I'm going to get really personal. And then I gave them my short version of being saved and how I gave my first, both my businesses, but when I first gave my first company to God and realized that my shoulders weren't big enough for it. And I realized that I needed a business partner, a holy business partner. And at that point, I became so much more peaceful. There was less stress in my business. I felt I had more guidance. I used the principles that I've taught every Sunday at church and in between at different things to really implement it. And that's what helped me. That's what I tell people. We all have our own stories that people are just aching to hear. But you can only do that if you can build relationships. So I encourage you all to think about what kind of relationships you are building, if you are actively building. If there's only one relationship you build a month, that's one more than most business people do a month. It doesn't have to be at a networking meeting. It can be walking into someone's house or very informal. It could be at church. It could be the person you're sitting to right now that you might not know, that you might grab their business card and say, hey, there's a reason why I'm sitting next to you today. I'm not quite sure, but you want to get coffee or something? Or maybe check out this awesome food called what? Shameless plug, Pasta Brioni down in Old Town. So if you ever feel alone in your business, I really consider you to, or encourage you to really think about that and think about giving it up or saying, hey, want to help me out? Because from my own experience, it's pretty darn cool. So two more things, and then I'll be done. If you don't cast your net, you have nothing to work. I mean, I think it's kind of funny that networking is all about fish, and the little Christian symbol is a fish, too. The resources, go to networkingphoenix.com if you have no idea how to start. Call me up. I love having coffee. My extended office is AJ's at Thompson Peak, if I quote right. And I love making friends and helping people and connecting people. Don't be bashful and come up and talk to me if you want to hang out. Shine your light. Because once people see your light and they see what you've got, they don't know what it is, but they want to know more. That's when your window of opportunity opens up. So networking is always about them. It's not about you. And once you make it about them, it's all going to come back to you. Make sense? Very last one. And this is something I say. I don't think I heard it from anywhere. I think I can coin it. But you be you, I be me, because that's the best we'll ever be. So figure out exactly who you are and what your talents are and use them. But don't be afraid when they ask you to speak and shaking in your boots and take 2 minutes to say yes, because you're terrified. Thank you so much for listening.
Now you see why after the speech. Awesome job. Give Dan a little. Did anybody have any questions for Daniel?
I just want to add to it. I heard a coach say, God gave us 2 years and they never got us in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
And 2 years ago, integrity was the top word looked up on the computer.
I like that a lot. I like the, when you're learning and you're around people, you know, that you want to be like, the speaking with one mouth and listening with 2 ears in that ratio. That's a kind of cool one, too.
Just one,
yeah,
question. So you said that you
try to get people's business cards. When you're at an event, do you try to get as many as possible?
No.
It doesn't become a numbers game.
No, I call it the turn and burn method. If you and I were to meet, and the first thing out of your mouth was, oh, I do this, and then I'd be like, okay, cool, yeah. Gotta go. Like, you know, politely, of course. I will ask for people's business cards if I think that I wanted to follow up and get to know them better. Or if I see, because I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for restaurants that want to have pets on their patio. I'm looking for small business owners that want to learn how to market better. So when I talk to people, I don't need to tell them who I am and what I do, because I already know what I'm looking for. I can listen to them, and it's kind of like dating almost. So you're sitting across the table from someone, and you're wondering if they're going to just talk about themselves the entire time or if they're going to ask you about you. That's how it is, you know? It's quality, not quantity.
Any other questions?
Jump off what you were talking about. I tell kids all the time, you have two eyes and two ears and one mouth. If you listen and you watch twice as much as you speak, you'll learn twice as much.
That's good. I like that.
That's right. Anything else? Well, great. I have just one little comment too. It's funny because back in college, our professional selling class, and the one thing that we learned, and the one thing I could really take away being an accountant from that professional selling class was, selling is about building relationships first and then solving problems. And I think if everyone took that away, then you know you wouldn't have a bunch of people saying who I am, da da da. You'd have people actually talking to people. One of the reasons I was saying, you know, it's amazing how God works in mysterious ways in terms of how I'm just so excited about this group and this diverse group that we have today, and how Danielle's talking about marketing and networking. We've been talking at least for about a year and a half now about a directory that we're going to create and how we're going to have a directory of all the people, all the participants within Above and Beyond Business Network. Well, we're going to get that started, and that is actually going to start here within the next few days. What we need, though, is for the people in here, if you did not receive the invitation through the email that comes out, please let me know, because that means that I don't have your email address. So if you did not, again, I'll say it again, there was the email invitation, the summary of the email is the ABBN April 2011 business luncheon. So if you didn't receive that email, you haven't received any emails from info@marketplaceleaders.com, that means I do not have your email address. So that means you won't get the email invitation to the directory. What the directory is going to entail is basically going to entail what everybody stood up and said. Your name, your company, your position, if you'd like to put that in there, what your company does, and what you're looking for, what needs you have. Will there be a fancy website, things like that in the future? Maybe, if that's God's plan. But for the time being, what we'll do is, once we get that listing, what I'm going to do is this afternoon, we'll send out an email invitation request to everybody that currently is on the email distribution listing. That will go out. We will compile it based on responses, because I want to make sure that people are, I don't want to just create a listing based on the emails that I have. I want people to actually want to get on the listing and want the directory, because of copyright issues and things like that, you don't want to publicize somebody's name if they don't request it. So first, make sure you get your email address if you did not receive the email listing. So that'll go out. We'll compile it, and I'll probably give it a week to maybe 10 days worth of time before I produce the first one. Then I will send it out to everybody on that same directory and say, the first ABBN business directory. And then in each meeting, what will be on the table, there'll be a listing of the directory. So the directory will start as a handout, and everybody will be able to get it when you come in. Everybody will get a directory so everybody can see. And being an accountant, I'm kind of organized. So it'll be sorted by industry or maybe by company name or the like. It'll go from there. And who knows what God's plan is and where this thing's going to end up. But I just really have a feeling that by putting this thing together, I think that we're all going to see the fruits of this as long as we stay focused and stay committed to God's plan.
Is it
going
to be on the grid too?
Yes, we're going to put it on the grid too. So the email's also going to go out to the grid recipients. as well. Grid recipients, if anybody got any emails from Pastor Travis over the last week and things like that, they're going to get that same email. I'll send it out to many of those people. That's just the people from the church. So it's just because you get an email from the grid doesn't mean you get an email from, you're not on the Mark FABBN directory.
Can I make a suggestion? Yes. What I do is I like to send it out through via emails. Mm-hmm. Like when I get the one from you, I sent one to Sam.
Yeah.
So I also send it out to the media group in our organization.
Yeah.
So that maybe by next month they'll be able to come and check in with us. Because of a lot of different fabulous women just like there are here.
Right.
That want to get.
That'd be
so
great.
That's how I help. And if you get business cards from people that you know are not coming to your networking group, hey, ask them if they might, you know, send you some information. And then keep those business cards and send it out so they can come too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just another way to network.
Yeah, and for that matter, you raise a good question, a good point. If you do receive the invitation to the luncheon and you forward it to somebody, if they don't normally get it, please just respond back to the Info Marketplace Leader so I know their name. If they're interested, that way I can add them to the listing so they can get it directly. And I know some people do that. Ms. Horton does it all the time, and Danielle does as well. So we can try to continue to build this thing. And I mean, who knows, a year from now we could be looking back and we could have a website with a place where, you know, places getting hundreds and hundreds of hits on a daily basis with people coming to try to find out, okay, I want to find a pet sitting service that I can rely upon that's Christian-based, because the one thing that we all know is that we are a Christian-based networking group. Every speaker that has come here since we started this thing here within Desert Life Church at this destination 2 years ago, right, Billy, has not just spoken about how to be successful in your business. It's all Bible-based. We've talked about integrity in the Bible. We talked about networking biblically. We talked about persevering through difficult times biblically. We talked about maintaining your faith and your focus biblically. We talked about doing the right thing. So we talked about a gambit of things and all Christian-based. So we does the organization that you refer to, they have to be Christian? No. We obviously want to make sure that they're not doing anything that's unethical and the like. But if you have peers and relationships that you think it might be a good opportunity for them, because not only is that, but I can tell you this: every luncheon that I've, every person that has spoke, and every message that I've heard, I've taken it back with me, and it's just an awesome mix right here. I will as well. So again, if I have
a Facebook,
yeah, Facebook as well. Yeah. www.facebook.com/aboveandbeyondbusiness.
It's all in the handouts.
It's all in the handouts as well. I'm going to try my best. Hopefully Pastor Travis's wife, Natalie, will be able to help me in terms of putting that same link information in terms of the directory on that Facebook page as well, so people can click over to that. I don't know how to do that quite yet. But so please go to the Facebook as well. Like it. Our likes are growing. I think we're in the triple digits now, which is awesome. So, any questions about the directory? Everybody knows to come see me if you haven't gotten the emails directly. All right, great. We thank you guys so much for coming out. Let's just close in prayer real quick. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come together and to meet and to network. And we thank you for blessing us with trades and blessing us with gifts that we can give to the world and give to your kingdom. And we ask you, God, to help us to use them the right way. Help us to advance your kingdom. And while advancing your kingdom, help us to help other people be successful as well, and whatever their definition of success is. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful food and the time and the fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.